Okay, guys, imagine that, like, something crazy devastating happens. For example, like the hurricane that hit in Puerto Rico. They're talking no power 4 to 6 months. Not four
Whoa,
to six days.
What?
Four to six months with no power and food. And they have stuff now dropped on the island. Like, the stuff's there, but the island is so messed up from the storm that you cannot even transport diesel or fuel or energy. I mean, it's just complete chaos.
They got to get those people out of there till it's fixed.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't have the answers for that. My point is, though, like, that is like end of the world stuff. Like, some people will die because of that
yeah.
happened. And I'm wondering what you guys would do in a situation. This is something you might need to get if like a zombie apocalypse happened or the world was ending. Costco just started selling an emergency food kit that has 6,200 servings of canned food. I know it's not your favorite, Alex, but just let me try to sell you on this one, including wheat, rice, milk, fruit, vegetables, granola, and meat. They say if it's for one person to have about 1,200 calories per day for a year. If you wanted to get stocked up, it cost about $1,000. Now, they have higher level kits, but that's like your basic one for a grand. So it's about $275 a day if you break it down, and the food lasts 25 years.
Whoa, that's kind of cool.
So,
you know, I have never, I'm dead serious. This sounds so silly because it's a grocery store, but I have always wanted to go to Costco. And fun fact, because I've never been to one, I've always wanted to go there on a first date. I think it would be a fun first date
for
to
the
go
samples?
To Costco. Yeah, you
okay.
walk around and get the samples together. It's just like a crazy, huge grocery
guys,
store. I've
you
always
hear
wanted
that?
To go.
Yeah, you were going on, yeah.
No, go ahead. Update that Bumble.
Say, you hear that, guys? The way to Alex's heart is through Costco.
I want to go so bad. So if you are a guy with a Costco membership, hit me up.
No kidding. That'd be it. Hey, Mom and Dad, can I borrow the card tonight, please?
Seriously.
Sure, son. Here's our Costco card.
I don't know.
Fun.
Have you guys been there? I just think it looks fascinating.
I have not, but it's kind of like, if I got this right, it's kind of like the same idea like a Sam's Club. Like, it's a membership that
yeah.
you buy into. You get deals and discounts.
Which Sam's Club is also fascinating to me. Because you know what it is? Because it's a dang club. Because not everybody can shop there. So that's why everybody wants to go. Because as soon as somebody says you can't come, then you want to go.
But anybody
can shop. It's like a secret society. I mean, they can, but you have to have the membership. You've got to pay for it. So the fact that you can't just walk in and start shopping, that's what makes me intrigued. Because as soon as someone tells me, like, you got to pay for it, you got to do this, I'm like,
wait,
let me in.
But I've never been in there. Does that mean
you haven't?
I've never been inside of a Costco or a Sam's Club. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
so
I've been to a Sam's
Club. Everything there is just big. You know, whatever you want a jar of peanut butter, it's like 5 pound jar of peanut butter,
it's
10
like
pound bucket of mayonnaise.
Exactly. They're like the size of a small child.
Yeah, and I've lived all over the country. I'm from LA. I lived in Portland. I lived in Philadelphia and New York, which is very snobby about their pizza. Everywhere you go, people will say, one of the best pizzas in the world is at Costco.
What?
You ever heard that?
No.
You gotta eat the pizza there.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, then what would you,
sounds like a Costco endorsement.
It does. I know. Hey, Costco.
Somebody let us broadcast live at Costco one morning.
We would rate all the food. So is there like a bouncer there at the door like, Costco card, please?
And I
then
think
like
there
they,
is.
They
oh, yeah,
tackle you like, if you don't have it to get in.
It's just like the club. Yeah, you gotta have your ID, your Costco ID.
Dang, okay. I mean, what would you guys, do you guys think you guys would actually survive like if something happened like that with that food? I feel like I would go like a week or two, then I eventually would die.
Dude, you know what I would?
I don't think I'd make it that long.
Freak out over if Target came up with a concept of there's a secret type of Target club that you go and you shop and they give you mimosas and they play like rap music, like all of the like soccer moms, like 35-year-olds and under, like in the millennials, we would be like, yes, we're going to the Target Club to shop. Like, would that not be the most litty thing?
Yeah, they should have like
ever?
a back part or an upstairs
yes.
part.
Yes.
I totally sign
would
up.
There be
yeah.
like a code word to get into that area?
Target.
Like, I'm here for my Target card. Like, oh, Miss Alex over here, please.
Exactly.
Come
make
back
it
here.
Happen, Target. Make it happen.
All right. Well, I think I'm gonna have you guys are gonna go like quarteries on this or something. Is that what it is? Where we split up into fours, quartsies.
I'm
not going to because like I'd probably die because I'd be like, oh, this food's kind of old. That's kind of gross. I'm not going to eat it.
You guys have any hot readies or something like that? All right, cool. Good luck, everybody, surviving. I'm just trying to help you out here with this $1,000 Costco deal.
Coming up on the Joe and Alex Show.
Look at this. People are already calling in right now for this. I bet they are. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Jennifer.
Hey, what are you calling in for?
Well, I was just going to tell you guys that you can go into Sam's Club or Costco without a membership card. You just can't buy anything without the membership
exactly.
card.
Exactly. Now, see, Jennifer, that makes me want to be a member
Jennifer.
Because I can't get in.
Yeah, Jennifer, I think they let you slide on the pizza, though, right?
Yeah, you can eat all the food and stuff at the food court.
All right, well, then does anybody listening to the Joe and Alex Show work or manage a Costco? Because I want to come by and get some pizza after the show today before our meeting. I'm down with that. Hey, Jennifer, thank you for calling in. I thought Jennifer was calling in to try to win those family four-pack of tickets to the Children's Museum.
No, somebody else on hold might be, or maybe they want to tell us they work at Costco.
All right, I'll randomly pick this
Where
one up.
Where is one in Indy?
Google. Go to the GOOGLE.
Good morning. You almost spelled it wrong.
I know, that would have been embarrassing. Hey, who's this?
This is Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? Do you work at Costco?
No, I don't, but my dad is a member of Sam's Club, and it's basically the same thing. I agree with Alice. It's so much. It's like it's an experience, you know?
Greenwood, Zionsville, and Carmel, it looks like. Those are the Costcos.
Can we borrow his card?
Those are far.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, drop it off at the station. The address is on the website. No, thanks, buddy, for calling in.
We need to take a field trip to Zionsville, I guess.
All right, we'll do that, Alex. We'll go there together, I promise you, one day. We'll do that maybe when we celebrate our one-year anniversary. That's coming up soon.
Take me there for my birthday.
When is it?
February.
Okay, we'll do it in February. Yeah, don't worry. Got plenty of time to get a car by then.